You're listening to The Voyager in association with Turkish Airlines on Monocle 24.
Welcome to The Voyager on Monocle 24, Monocle's new travel show spotlighting outposts of opportunity for business, pleasure, and inspiration all around the world. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Monocle has always sought to take our readers and listeners beyond the obvious destinations to find cities on the up, places where there's new business to be done and great things to discover. And that's what we aim to do right here on The Voyager. Each week, a different Monocle editor or correspondent will lead you round a different city. This season takes in destinations from Bangkok to Buenos Aires, from Muscat to Manila. So grab hold of your boarding pass, get ready for takeoff, and let Monocle's team of editors and correspondents be your guide. This week, we head to Belgrade, where your guide is Monocle's correspondent in the city, Guy Delaunay.
Welcome to Belgrade. I'm Guy Delaunay, and this is the city I've called home for the past 3 years. A place where you can enjoy a passeggiata along Knez Mihailova, the pedestrian boulevard where the buskers are a cut above the usual standard. Belgrade is home to almost 2 million people. That's one quarter of Serbia's population. It has some of the region's best universities, music venues, and sports teams. And the weather is fantastic. More than 2,000 hours of sunshine a year. You'd be lucky to get half that in London. And it's a big reason why there's such a cafe culture here. And while you're sipping your macchiato, you can appreciate the view, the confluence of two mighty rivers, the Danube and the Sava, the ancient fortress at Kalemegdan, the tall towers and broad boulevards of New Belgrade, or the eclectic mix of Habsburg, Ottoman and socialist architecture you'll find on the old cobbled streets of Stari Grad, the old town. With hedonism, history and the feel of a proper European capital, some people have taken to calling it the New Berlin, but this city is really uniquely Belgrade. We'll be meeting some of the people who know Belgrade best, what it takes to do business here, where to go in the evening, and find out a few things about the city that might surprise you. Let's start off in the heart of the old town. Here at Student Square, there are trees to lounge under and outdoor concerts and films in the summer. I saw Star Wars here recently, and also the flamboyant violinist Nemanja Radulovic. Also on the square, there's the Kolorac Hall, home to the Belgrade Philharmonic Orchestra, and sometimes another flamboyant violinist, Nigel Kennedy, not to mention the Yugoslav Film Archives and the Ethnographic Museum. Quite the cultural epicentre, in other words. But right now, we're going to go to the city's best hotel. It's called Square 9, and it's a striking, modern building designed by Ise Weinfeld. On the outside, it's all smooth stone, in contrast to the columns and curlicues of its neighbours. And inside, it's dark wood, vintage furniture, and natural lighting, all the way down to the basement spa.
Well, Square 9 Hotel is one of those rare but welcome things in the hospitality industry, a family business, and one of the co-owners is Nebojša Kostić. I imagine when you started this hotel, it must have been a bit of a leap of faith to go for something at this level, at this standard in Belgrade, given the recent history of the region, of this country, Serbia, and of this city, Belgrade. How have you seen Belgrade develop in the few years since you started Square 9?
I think it has developed a lot. We have now 4 or 5 chain hotels appearing on the scene. We have, on a monthly basis, new restaurants or popular restaurants or restaurants that have been established themselves somewhere across Europe opening up in Belgrade. We have an influx of foreigners, not just from the region, but we see a lot of English, a lot of German, a lot of Austrian, Swiss. It's also very popular with the young generations. The night scene is still very popular. So yeah, we really see that, you know, Belgrade is picking up at a pace. People are very surprised by how friendly the people are. The people that go to those restaurants, bars, clubs. I think people are also friendly that it's very international. something that they've not seen. Also, we like to put emphasis on that most of the food and ingredients are organic. So all the organic products that Serbia has to offer. People are also surprised by the wines that we have. People are often, you know, surprised by beers on choice. So yeah, Serbia has a lot to offer.
It's a good place to eat. Is it also a good place to do business, Nebo? You've obviously taken the plunge here and Square 9 appears to be thriving, but would you recommend Belgrade as a place to invest for other businesses?
I think so. I think we have a positive vibe, a positive movement. We have stability now. We have a government which has a vision. With the tax still being lower than other places in Europe, I think land is still affordable. I think in development as a real estate development or other greenfield businesses, I also find that the Serbian people are hardworking, educated as well. So taking into account, there's also the need to get younger generations employed and to keep them within Serbia. I think, yeah, the climate is very good for an investment today compared to what the other saturation or what the region is portraying.
You don't have to be posh in Student Square, the home of the trolley bus turnaround. Far from it. I like to start the day at Hotspot Cafe. In the summer, it's shady. In the winter, it catches the warmth of the sun, and it's a fine place for breakfast and a coffee. Afterwards, you can stroll over to Belgrade's ancient fortress at Kalemegdan Park and some spectacular views over the Danube and Sava rivers, not to mention New Belgrade. Talking about rivers, they're among Belgrade's greatest attractions and deliciously easy to access. The riverside is full of life as you cycle along. There are plenty of bars and restaurants and, in the nighttime, what they call splavs, which are floating nightclubs that spring to life during the weekend in the summertime. And it's one of Europe's best party destinations. But at any time of year, it's a good place to come for a bike ride. There's a bike path here that goes right away along to Adisaganlia, which is the leisure island in Belgrade city centre, with beaches and forest trails and cycling and rollerblading paths and tennis courts and anything else you could imagine, really. And cycling along beside me right at this moment is Ralph van der Zijden,
Nobel.
One of the first people I met here in Belgrade, who runs an outfit called iBike Belgrade, which takes people on cycling tours of this wonderful city. And Ralph's an entrepreneur who's got various other business ideas in the offing as well. And we're just cycling along through Betonhalla right now, which literally means, you know, concrete buildings, concrete halls, the old wharf side of Belgrade. And this is not an old wharf side anymore.
No, this has not been in use since the 1950s, I believe, 1960s. But as you can see yourself as well, if you bike here, in these old halls, these old warehouses, there's more and more restaurants starting and some design shops as well. And actually the whole, yeah, old concrete part, you could say, has become a very hipster or hip and popular place for people to have a cocktail or some food in one of the very good restaurants, actually. You see more and more, every year there's more of these warehouses being reconstructed into very nice places, which is a hopeful sign for a city that has had quite a hectic past and many ups and downs. So this gives me hope.
Now, we've just arrived at Promaja. Promaja literally means a kind of a draft, which is one of the great fears of any Serbian person. They always tell you to close the door or the window so you don't get the promaja on your neck, which will cause you great illness. But in this case, it's a shady riverside bar and restaurant where Ralph and I will stop for a cool drink and continue our conversation.
5 things you should definitely do in Belgrade. Hire a bicycle and ride along the Sava River to Adisaganlia, a city island with beaches, bars and barbecues. Buy a locally made ice cream at Moritz Ice and take it on a busker-punctuated passeggiata down Knez Mihailova. Try a Balkan barbecue dinner in Skardalia, Belgrade's bohemian quarter, but brace yourself for wandering minstrels. Find the secret bar cut into the cliff at Belgrade's ancient fortress, then enjoy a sundowner overlooking the Danube and Sava rivers. And
take a ride on the number 2 tram, a piece of Eastern European history and a decent loop of the city, all for less than a euro.
Your bags, get ready for takeoff, and let Turkish Airlines take you on a journey to more than 270 destinations in over 100 countries around the world. One of these cities is Belgrade. Turkish flies there 14 times each week. With a fleet of more than 285 state-of-the-art aircraft, no destination is too far. Turkish Airlines, widen your world.
My name is Ralph van der Zijden. I'm from Holland originally, from the city of The Hague. I moved to Belgrade in 2011 and I fell in love with Belgrade in all these years working here and traveling here.
You've set up your bike tour business here. Why do you think there are opportunities for people to come in and make something happen here at the moment?
Well, a lot of people in Belgrade who are smart, entrepreneurial, who have a lot of potential, unfortunately, they go abroad. They think, okay, there's more than Serbia. I want to go to New York, I want to go to Germany, I want to go to an international university and have an international career. That's one reason why there's still a lot of actually things to do here. Another reason is Belgrade has been slowed down in its general development compared to other cities in this part of Europe, you could say, because of its recent past mainly. That means there's a lot of things that are quite normal in other European cities or Western cities, which are not yet here. Like the bike tours I started in 2011. When I came here 2010 and I wanted to do a bicycle tour. I was looking online, where can I do a bicycle tour? It wasn't here, so I started that. And that's just one example of one of these things that are very normal in other cities.
Cafe culture is definitely one of Belgrade's strengths. You're spoiled for choice for places to eat out. You could have a Balkan barbecue in the woods on Adasiganlia Island, with a cocktail to follow on the beach. Or how about cutting-edge cuisine at Homa in the up-and-coming Lower Dorchel district? But a place that's good for any occasion is Smokvica. It's shabby chic, it's got several branches around the city, and from blackened chicken to panko shrimps, the food is as reliable as the service and the atmosphere. And after dinner, you'll want a bit of culture for pudding, so head down to Savamala, the riverside neighbourhood where there are galleries, bars, clubs and music, and in the case of Kulturni Centar Grad, all of the above.
Now, I particularly love KC Grad because it is all of those cultural things rolled into one. And this is a completely wonderful place. It's run by Ludmila Stratomirovic and Dejan Ubovic.
What have you seen in terms of incomers, Ludmila? People coming from outside the city to make something happen here?
Yeah, now I noticed that are much more foreigners coming to do things here, to collaborate much, much more since last year or 2 years ago. And they're so much enthusiastic and they see opportunities here, which maybe sometimes we cannot see, but they can see possibilities here.
Why is it, do you think, that Belgrade is finding itself on all these hot lists at the moment?
Belgrade was always such a funny city, and actually it's not a beautiful town, but if you meet people, you can have a really great time. So it is really special, and it was always such a great art scene. In the 80s, it was also one of the great cities with a great music scene. So there are always things happening here.
So that's our crash course in Belgrade. It's a city which has been through rough times, but now it's a place where people are coming to make things happen. And with more than 2,000 hours of sunshine a year, reasonable rents and civilized startup costs, perhaps that might include you. For Monocle in Belgrade, I'm Guy Delaunay.
And that's all for this week's edition of The Voyager. My thanks to Guy Delaunay in Belgrade and Toby Hammond here in London. Next week on the programme, we're heading to Turkey. Our correspondent in Istanbul, Christopher Lord, will be showing us all around his home city. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Until we board the Voyager again, happy travels.